Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwaraka, Part 1, Verses 1 through 5 and 10 through 39. Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwaraka. Sukta Goswami said, upon reaching the border of his most prosperous metropolis, known as the country of the Anarthas or Dwaraka, Krishna sounded his auspicious conchal, heralding his arrival, and apparently pacifying the dejection of the inhabitants. The white, fat bowl conchal, being gripped by the hand of Lord Krishna and sounded by him, appeared to be reddened by the touch of Krishna's transcendental lips. It seemed that a white swan was playing in the stems of red lotus flowers. The citizens of Dwaraka, having heard that sound, which threatens fear personified in the material world, began running fast towards Krishna, just to have a long-desired audience with the Lord, who is the protector of all devotees. The citizens arrived before Krishna with their respective presentations, offering them to the fully satisfied and self-sufficient one, who, by his own potency, incessantly supplies others. Their presentations were like the offering of a lamp to the sun, and yet the citizens began to speak in ecstatic language just to receive Krishna, just as wards welcome their guardian and father. Upon hearing their speeches, Lord Krishna, who is very kind to the citizens and the devotees, entered the city of Dwaraka and acknowledged all their greetings, casting his transcendental glance over them. As Bhogavati, the capital of Nagaloka, is protected by the Nagas, so was Dwaraka protected by the descendants of Vrishni, namely the Bhoja, Madhu, the Sharha, Arha, Kukur, Andaka, and other dynasties, who were as strong as Lord Krishna himself. The city of Dwarakapuri was filled with the opulences of all seasons. There were hermitages, orchards, flower gardens, parks, and reservoirs of water, breeding lotus flowers all over. The city gateway, the household doors and festooned arches along the roads were all nicely decorated with festive signs like plantain trees and mango leaves. All of this just to welcome Lord Krishna. Flags, garlands, and painted signs and slogans all combined to shade the sunshine. The highways, subways, lanes, markets, and public meeting places were all thoroughly cleansed and then moistened with scented water. And to welcome Lord Krishna, fruits, flowers, and unbroken seeds were strewn everywhere. In each and every door of the residential houses, auspicious things like curd, unbroken fruits, sugar cane, and full water pots with articles for worship, incense, and candles were all displayed. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwaraka Dham, magnanimous Vasudeva, Akura, Ugrasena, the superhumanly powerful Balaram, Prajuna, Charudeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned their resting, sitting, and dining. They hastened toward Lord Krishna on chariots with brahmanas bearing flowers. Before them were elephants, emblems of good fortune. Conchals and bugles were sounded, and Vedic hymns were chanted. Thus, they offered respects, which were saturated with affection. At the same time, many hundreds of well-known prostitutes began proceeding on various vehicles. They were all very eager to meet Lord Krishna, and their beautiful faces were decorated with dazzling earrings which enhanced the beauty of their foreheads. Expert dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, and learned speakers all gave their respective contributions, being inspired by the superhuman pastimes of Lord Krishna. Thus, they proceeded on and on. The personality of Godhead approached them, offering due honor and respect to each and every one of the friends, relatives, citizens, and all others who came to receive and welcome Lord Krishna. The Almighty Lord Krishna greeted everyone present by bowing his head, exchanging greetings, embracing, shaking hands, looking and smiling, giving assurances, and awarding benedictions even to the lowest in rank. Then Krishna personally entered the city of Dwaraka, accompanied by elderly relatives and invalid brahmanas along with their wives, all of them offering benedictions and singing the glories of Lord Krishna. Others also praised the glories of Krishna. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwaraka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at Krishna, for they considered this to be the greatest festival. The inhabitants of Dwaraka were regularly accustomed to look upon the reservoir of all beauty, Lord Achyuta, the infallible Krishna himself. And yet, they were never satiated. Krishna's chest is the abode of the goddess of fortune. Krishna's moon-like face is the drinking vessel for eyes which hanker after all that is beautiful. Krishna's arms are the resting places for the administrative demigods, and Krishna's lotus feet are the refuge of the pure devotees who never talk or sing of any subject except Krishna. As Krishna passed along the public road of Dwaraka, Krishna's head was protected from the sunshine by a white umbrella. White feathered fans moved in semicircles, and showers of flowers fell upon the road. Krishna's yellow garments and garlands of flowers made it appear as if a dark cloud were surrounded simultaneously by the sun, moon, lightning, and rainbows. After entering the house of his father, Krishna was embraced by the mothers present, and Krishna offered his obeisances unto them, placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. The mothers, after embracing their son, sat Krishna on their laps, and due to pure affection, milk sprang from their breasts. They were overwhelmed with delight, and the tears from their eyes wetted Lord Krishna. Thereafter, Krishna entered his palaces, which were perfect to the fullest extent. Krishna's wives lived in these palaces, and they numbered over 16,000. The queens of Lord Sri Krishna rejoiced within their minds to see their husband home after a long period abroad. The queens got up at once from their seats and meditations, and as was socially customary, they covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly. there, insuperable, insurmountable ecstasy was so strong that the queens, who were shy, first embraced Krishna in the innermost recesses of their hearts. Then they embraced Krishna visually, and then they sent their sons to embrace Krishna, for that is equal to personally embracing. But, O chief amongst the Bhrigus, Shaunaka, although the queens tried to restrain their feelings, they inadvertently shed tears. Although Lord Sri Krishna was constantly by their sides, as well as exclusively alone, Krishna's feet appeared to the queens to be newer and newer. For the goddess of fortune, although by nature always restless and moving, cannot quit Krishna's lotus feet. So what woman can be detached from those feet, having once taken shelter of them? Krishna was pacified after killing those kings who were burdensome to the earth. These kings were puffed up with their military strength, their horses, elephants, chariots, infantry, etc. Krishna himself was not a party in the fight, but Krishna simply created hostility between the powerful administrators, and they fought amongst themselves. Krishna was like the wind, which causes friction between bamboos and so sparks a fire. That supreme personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, appeared on this planet Earth by his internal potency. And Krishna enjoyed himself amongst competent women as if Krishna were engaging in mundane affairs. Although the queen's beautiful smiles and furtive glances were all spotless and exciting, and although the queens could conquer Cupid himself by making Cupid give up his bow in frustration, and although even the tolerant Lord Shiva could fall victim to them, still, despite all their magical feats and attractions, the queens could not agitate the senses of Lord Krishna. The common materialistic conditioned souls speculate that Krishna is one of them. Out of their ignorance, they think that Krishna is affected by matter, although Krishna is unattached. So this is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. Krishna is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though Krishna is in contact with them. And similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of Krishna do not become influenced by the material qualities. The simple and delicate women truly thought that Lord Sri Krishna, their beloved husband, followed them and was dominated by them. The queens were unaware of the extent of the glories of their husband, just as the atheists are unaware of Krishna as the supreme controller. Recorded January 7, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bhakti Man. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Bhakti Man. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshaman. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bhakti-man. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Bhakti-man. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshaman. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bhakti-man. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Bhakti-man. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Bhakti-man. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.